Full of Sound and Fury is a podcast for adults, by adults, containing adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Going here, I gotta go and like attend to my split pea soup, which is decent.
Well, the other, all right, we're starting, so I gotta go.
No. I want to do that before we start. I want to do that before we start, and I also want to pee. That way, I don't have to do it during the podcast. Which, I mean, might be nice.
Okay,
somebody's gonna be like, "Great Foley on this soundcast," but like, no. It is. We separate the pee from the split pee. There's a split between them, if you will. All right, I'll be back.
That sounds a bit too close to rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock for my taste.
Yes. Where does that come from? Somebody has this sign on their door.
That's Big Bang Theory.
Oh, I see. Yeah, there's definitely a rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock on somebody's door in the office. And I wasn't sure where it came from, but I did think it was pretty funny.
Okay, here's our mic test. Riyadh, can you hear me?
Yep.
Riyadh, I can hear you. Ariel,
sweet.
Can you hear me?
I can, but I'm concerned because I think my USB mic is not working properly here.
We can hear you. I can hear you very well. Like, it sounds clear. And...
All right. Well, I'll just roll with it then. But I think my snowball is acting up, so my MacBook's just switched to its regular microphone.
Oh, you've got just the room mic going, the general mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. Well, so it goes.
Yeah.
So, what are we? We're broadcasting.
We are broadcasting.
Coming
another
to
episode of our Full of Sound and Fury podcast. I'm Cyrus Mortizabe from Kirkland, Washington. And for the first day in weeks, it is not raining. Very happy about that. As you probably just heard, unless I edited it out, from Austin, Texas, is Ariel Rodriguez.
What's up?
See, I think I hear you just fine. Also with us from Stanford, California, Riyadh Wabi.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, you're going the wrong way.
I don't know what that voice was, but I enjoyed it.
Crazy taxi voice.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going for like smooth, easy listening on 96.7.
You're listening to Late Nights on Stanford Radio. Next up, we have a couple hits from Barry White to take you into tomorrow. All right, sorry.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
You know, the person who has the good radio voice is Sherv. He's got the dulcet tones.
He's got lots of radio experience too, right? He was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. From WMBR, Walker Memorial Basement Radio.
Exactly.
The MIT radio station. It's true. He was like the program manager for a while and shit.
Yeah.
His show had the greatest name. His show was called National Organ Shortage.
Oh, man. You know what? It was funny. That wasn't going to be the name of this podcast the first time, but I went full
It would have been so embarrassing, man.
Oh, I know. Man, I would have. Why? My face would have been red.
Mm-hmm. If you had a face, because, you know, there's a shortage. Oh. So what's on the space docket? I'm sorry, space docket is somebody else. Some other podcast's thing. What's on the docket, the normal docket?
Well, a bunch of stuff. It's been a while. I want to bring back a segment that we started over a dozen podcasts ago and then promptly forgot, called Versus. My question to both my guests this evening is, I want to know what you guys think the best science fiction action film of all time is.
Oh,
I have it down
to
a field of two, but I don't know what I think the winner is.
But does it have to be, like, because there are a lot of action films that are science fiction-y, but aren't, like I wouldn't consider them the best science fiction action film, even though they're really awesome action films. So what's like? What can we get a little? Can we unpack the criteria a little bit?
Yeah. Yes.
Guns versus in space or versus robots.
because, like, okay, so Terminator 2 is, like, my favorite overall action movie of all time, and it definitely counts as sci-fi. But is it the best sci-fi action movie of all time?
Well, that's one of my contenders I was going to throw out there. Can you guys guess the second one?
Total Recall.
Not a bad one, but not where I was going.
RoboCop. I'm serious. I was guessing RoboCop, but
not a bad one either.
Science fiction action. Man, does the Matrix count?
That is number two.
That's a good one. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, the Matrix is definitely, well, I don't know which one is harder sci-fi. I don't know, post-apocalyptic,
yeah,
like, battery humans or like time traveling robots, time traveling murder bots.
Did you guys see Terminator Genesis, by the way?
God, no.
Look in my eyes, Ariel.
There's nothing there anymore.
I can tell I've seen that fetid piece of shit.
When you when you gaze into the Genesis.
The listeners obviously can see that.
Yeah, that was a unique film. I mean, not the worst movie I've ever seen, but it's getting there.
Schwarzenegger was the best actor in the movie. I want you guys to think about that for a moment.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I think you're right.
Who else was in it? Oh, wasn't, like, Daenerys in it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Amelia Clark, yep. Mm-hmm. And Jai Courtney, everybody's favorite person.
That guy for Rice.
Wait, what was he?
He was Kyle Reese, man.
Oh, I see.
He was a national nightmare is what he was.
Interesting.
And they had Matt Smith, too, the former Doctor Who, although they wasted him, if you ask me.
Interesting.
Everything in that was a waste.
Is Fury Road a contender for sci-fi action movie that's really awesome? Because it is so good.
It's there. I would not put it ahead of the two that I threw out there.
Yeah, probably not. But damn.
It's a top 10 for sure,
it's
right?
It's pretty close though, right? Yeah, it's like a legit great action movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, obviously it's got – but, the, I mean, the sci-fi part of it is it's kind of bland. So maybe
– it's a diesel punk, I believe, is the term you would use.
All right.
It's kind of apocalypse.
Yeah.
Is any consideration for The Fifth Element?
So great. I love that movie.
It's got Bruce Willis.
Lily Dallas Multipass. Yeah, I mean, dude,
I like
Bruce
how
Willis,
that's now become a criterion for an action film. Bruce Willis check.
That's like awesome. That's like an instant, like, 2-3 points.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
What's the other, what's that time traveling one with Bruce Willis and,
oh, Looper?
Looper, yes. Who's the other actor I'm thinking of?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
JG, yeah. GGL.
That's a good one.
I have not seen it. I just since Bruce Willis is in it, it like instantly. Same thing.
Right? Aliens is another all timer.
Gotta put Aliens.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, go. Yeah. Yep.
Avatar.
Well,
basically anything James Cameron made above the sea line.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, because you're forgetting The Abyss, which is definitely sci-fi action ish. Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And well, I love The Abyss. I love
it. It's a good movie.
Yeah. It's more like a drama-ish thing than an action.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But, there's, there's action sequences, kind of.
Well, I guess, so do I, are my finalists good? I feel good about them. I don't know where I'd put them in a,
I mean,
T2, 1-2.
Definitely, T2 definitely is gonna be in there because, for me, I mean. Because, damn, like my favorite action.
I think it should be there for everybody, if you're doing it correctly. It's a pretty damn great movie.
The Matrix.
But between those two, I don't know. I don't know.
I guess
they
it depends.
They both revolutionized, the way those movies are made, too. So.
Yeah, it's true.
The problem with The Matrix is it loses a lot because of its sequels. And I don't know why, like, in my mind. And I don't know why I wouldn't say the same thing about Terminator, because Terminator arguably has far worse.
Yeah, come on. That's true.
Yeah, but why? So what is it? Like, I guess I just don't even
know. Dude, I'll turn
Terminator sequels.
I'll do it.
No. No. Don't do
like,
that.
Like, the cumulative sadness of Reloaded and Revolutions can't, like, compete with any of the, like, post-Cameron
exactly. So it doesn't make any sense, and yet that was my initial reaction. Maybe I'm just, yeah, I guess I should just abandon this. But maybe, I don't know, the Terminator sequels just don't even feel like they're canon to me. Like, they're just such shit. Can we ignore their existence? And whereas, like, the Matrix ones were disappointing, but not so bad that I'm like, yeah, those don't even exist.
I actually like them. They're not holy crap good like the first one is. The first one is really one of the best movies I think I've ever seen in terms of execution and, like, plot structure and writing and almost any, you know, criterion you can throw at it, it excels at it. Yeah, so, in a way, you were only going to go down with 2 and 3.
I guess.
Am I getting feedback or someone's home?
No. My soup is yelling at me again. I'll be right back.
Oh, it's an angry soup.
It is an angry soup, but it will be delicious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, they're like, I guess Terminator 2 was in 91, 92, right? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
91.
And The Matrix is in 99. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, so The Matrix is very heavily influenced by, like, Asian action cinema, whereas Terminator 2 is more traditional, like, U.S.-centric action cinema. So
yeah, it's very Western.
So it's almost hard to, like, compare them because their influences are kind of different in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's. I'm not sure.
They're
how
both drawn,
like,
from classic science fiction, though.
True. They're the base concepts for sure.
At least with the sci-fi element, the action sequences, as you stated, are quite different.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, what do you judge them by? I guess because they both, like you said, they're very similar in what they achieved.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I mean, I personally, and you know, everybody hates me for saying this, but I like The Matrix better than Terminator 2. Terminator 2 is not my favorite action film.
Okay.
What is your favorite?
I think that's fair.
I don't know if I have a favorite, but I do know I like The Matrix more than T2.
Okay.
I don't know if I have a full-blown number one above everything else.
Hmm.
I have too many action movies in my collection.
Yeah, I'm totally.
Nah, it's not a state of being. I recognize. I don't think that's a thing.
Hmm. What if? I don't know. God, it's really hard to pick between those two because they're so freaking different. Like, I'm thinking to myself, which one would I rather watch right now? And I'm like, no, I want to watch both right now. maybe at the same time.
I completely understand.
Damn, huh?
That's why I wanted to bring it up on the podcast. I was like, maybe they'll know because I've got nothing. I was really pondering it a lot, and I couldn't come up with an answer I liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. I guess I'm gonna stick with T2 just because it's from my childhood, and damn.
Straight nostalgia factor.
Yeah, I'm gonna if I have to have something winning, then, like, you know, Arnold pulling a freaking shotgun out of the bouquet of roses. Get down. I'll take it. And then, like, the spin cocking the shotgun while he's driving the Harley through the LA River. Yeah. Dude, what a great chase sequence that was.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't know. So what would you – so Ari, since you've got so many other action movies, like, at the top of your – what else? Throw some more out there.
I mean, everybody knows that by now on the podcast that, you know, Asian action cinema is some of my favorite stuff, so – The Raid is still like really high on my list as like brutal but awesome action films.
Does that have like any kind of sci-fi element to it, or is that much?
It doesn't. It's pretty much just straight up modern day. Life sucks. Kill everybody type of situation.
I guess we should probably be careful to distinguish between like real sci-fi and just like future. Well, okay. So let me be less general. I was thinking to myself, does Dread count? Like the new one?
There you go.
Of course it does.
Is that sci-fi?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess so in some sense, but it's like a pretty weak sense of sci-fi, right? It's just like, okay, yeah, like cities expanded a lot. And now we, I don't know. I that's fine.
Well, within the fantasy milieu, you have high and low fantasies. It's a low sci-fi, if sure, that's the thing.
That's okay. Fair. That's fair.
All right.
That's fair. That was good, though.
That was damn good. Die Hard Syria, man.
Yeah.
And you're mentioning The Raid, Ari, reminded me, because it's a very similar.
Yeah, they're both Die Hard scenario type films. Yeah.
Now I have.
Yeah, the Die Hard always kind of works.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you know, we've talked about it before. Like, I thought John Wick was great. These are all more recent films. They're making a sequel.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Wick Harder.
the thing that was for me the best about the about John Wick, I might have even said this on the podcast before, was Al Swearengen, AKA what's the actor's name? The guy who owned the hotel.
Yeah,
it'll come to me. But anyway, like he was basically exactly the same character as he was in Deadwood.
Ian McShane,
yes, yeah. He's so good, dude. But speaking of which, if you haven't seen Deadwood, this is you generally, every person who hears this, go watch it. Like just drop everything. Quit your job and watch Deadwood. It's only two seasons. You can get a new job in a couple days. Just go watch. So good.
I was watching a classic Shaw Brothers film when I was on a work trip recently, and just trying to like have something in the background. It's called Five Elements Ninjas. Have you guys ever heard of this film?
Wow, no.
This is like classic.
I like the broken English for the title though.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So there's a clan of ninjas that invade this like area in China, and they challenge all the kung fu masters to prove that they're the best martial artists. And so like each of the ninjas, they have like groups of ninjas that are kind of tailored to each of the traditional elements. So like one of them is like metal or gold, and there's earth and fire and water
and heart. Sorry.
I'm missing one. I forgot.
Mendelevium.
It's Mendelevium. So anyway,
watch those Mendelevium ninjas, man. They'll fuck you up.
So like you think this is like some sort of, you know, semi lighthearted fair, but they just slaughter like a dozen people before the good guys have a chance to launch mount a counterattack, and then the counterattack is like brutal. There's people just like at one point they just tear the dude's arms and legs off.
Nice.
This is insane. It is an insane film. It's on Netflix. You can watch it.
Nice. I was just going to say, how can I find this film?
Netflix.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. God, I haven't seen any movies recently. Something's come out recently that I should have seen, right? The new Bond Spectre. Film?
I saw the new Bond film, yeah, Spectre.
So should we talk about it even though I haven't seen it? I mean, I'll just listen, and y'all can – I mean, probably I won't just listen, let's be honest, but
– Well, I don't want to spoil you.
Nah, that's cool. I mean, I know that basically, like, James Bond kills a bunch of people and cool stuff happens.
Check.
And then other stuff happens. And then he lives.
There's a pretty great chase scene.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Lamborghini versus Tesla. Their downtown row. It's pretty great.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Where would you put it on the recent Bonds? Like, how would you rank it against them? Is it like Casino Royale good, or is it like...
No, it's up there. I think I posted this on Twitter. I tentatively have it, I think, at about sixth overall all time.
Wow. So it's not... I mean, it's pretty decent.
It's pretty good. I was a little disappointed. It doesn't really stand out very much. They hit all the notes, but they didn't really go beyond that.
So, like, where does Skyfall go for you?
I think I have Skyfall at number 4.
Oh, you really liked Skyfall.
I think Skyfall's pretty excellent, yeah.
And then what was the one before Skyfall?
Quantum of Solace.
So that one was pretty bad, right?
Quantum of Solace is actually embarrassingly bad, I would argue.
Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of.
It's like the lowest one I've got on my personal list, beyond the ones that are just so dated they don't work anymore.
I was going to say, Roger Moore has to like be – any Roger Moore film almost has to be below Quantum of Solace.
No, I would put a couple of those ahead, a couple of his ahead of
me. Wow. Okay.
Moonraker, I at least can watch and like just enjoy it for the stupidity aspect. Like it's, okay. I would watch Moonraker before I watch Quantum of Solace. Like in all seriousness.
Wow, man. Wow.
For Your Eyes Only is actually quite good.
Hmm. That's like early Roger Moore, right?
That's like late Roger Moore, actually.
Late Roger Moore?
Yeah.
When he's got his most, the jowls are most pronounced?
No. It's not super late.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. It's early Cretaceous, Roger Moore. Because that's how you have to like,
We're not full jowl. We're
no, not jowl. Like when it's A View to a Kill and you're like, that's not him. That can't possibly be him.
So what's your number one, Cyrus?
Casino Royale. It's pretty perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great film.
Yeah, it is really good.
The worst one I would say is Tomorrow Never Dies.
Oh, yeah.
That one is just dreadful. And it's from a time where it really
pretty
doesn't
unwatchable.
Have you're not allowed to make movies that bad anymore.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate too, because like some of his Bond films, I'm blanking on the guy's name, Brosnan's Bond films were pretty fine, right? Like GoldenEye was decent.
Amongst some of the best ones ever.
Yeah. Say that again. I spoke over you. I couldn't.
Oh, no worries. I would argue that GoldenEye and The World Is Not Enough are amongst some of the best ones ever.
World Is Not Enough. Well, who's
Christmas
which
Jones? One? Christmas Jones.
Yes, Christmas Jones. Yeah. That's the knock against that one. No, but the villains in there are so good.
Yeah, it's true. I like the villains. Yeah, I like those
Electric
villains
King
a lot.
Renard.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, dudes, Equilibrium. Sorry, this is going backwards. But sci-fi action, that one just popped in my head.
Fiction, like, forward. Or so future.
I liked that. Anyway, sorry. So back to Bond. So this one, what stands at, like, what's, are they bringing, like, in the last episode, or in the last one, they kind of were, in a way, like, bringing in familiar characters, like Moneypenny and, what do we get here? Do they continue that?
We get a full return to classic Bond.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have Q Sector and everything.
Hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, and we have the establishment of the dynamic with the new M that feels very much like the old school one.
Got it.
Yeah.
Huh.
The interesting thing, and I'm glad you did bring this up, Rial, because I'd forgotten, was we, starting with Casino Royale, we have a definitive continuity in the Bond films now.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay, but I'm not sure it's going to be okay that they did that.
I mean, once they get a new Bond, they can just restart it, I guess.
Yeah. But, I feel like this is
kind of always time. Avoided it before, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Blofeld thing, like before, there were a couple films with Spectre in it, right? So there was like this. I mean, it wasn't like hard continuity, but there was some notion that Bond knew who Blofeld was, and they were like enemies or something, right? At least a couple of films.
Mm-hmm. The plot, such that it was, was trying to make the argument that everything that has happened during the Daniel Craig era was interlinked.
Well, yeah, I know that. I'm not talking about the previous era when Spectre was still in the films, like back in the 60s or whatever. There was some notion of continuity there, I thought, as well.
Yeah. Very loose, though.
Yeah, I would say it's much more loose than the current series.
I think the one constant was the death of his wife.
What they really should have done is just given him a new wife every time and then had her die.
Wow.
That would be
the South Park Gambit?
Refrigerators all the way down.
Oh, God. Whoa, someone's got a siren going on now.
Not me.
Maybe I'm imagining things.
So I would be mildly surprised if Craig comes back, despite all his backtracking on that.
Really? Why? Just because you think he's...
He literally rides off into the sunset at the end of the film.
Yeah. It's a good capper, I think. Like,
yeah.
What else is there to say? Like, the way they architected things is kind of done.
Exactly. It feels like a nice chair on the top. You don't want to be Peyton Manning throwing four picks today.
God, that was so... Film. Oh, my God. That was painful.
Sorry, so I guess that was too soon.
No. I mean, look, I'm not. I like Peyton Manning. Like, he's awesome. Like, I feel
that guy's pretty good.
That guy is pretty good, but he's now pretty old.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's good that he broke Favre's record and now he can ride in the sunset. Because it's only going to go back from here, I think. Yeah. This is his last season.
Yeah, this has got to be his last season. The way he's playing, right? Like
he throws really good for a guy who has multiple injuries and can't feel his hands anymore. But I mean,
yeah, I mean,
yeah, wow,
he's still not the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. But
oh yeah, isn't that sad?
Although he does have the most picks this year, he's like
two thirds of Peyton Manning is better than like, you know, one third of the league.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, look, he still has Peyton Manning's brain, right? So, yes. Like, he just doesn't have Peyton Manning's laser rocket arm anymore.
Mm-mm.
6'5", 230, laser rocket arm. So, man, that was another derailment. Were there any other good movies that came out in the last month? Because I've been in a hole.
We talked about The Martian, I think, the last time I was on the show,
we
right?
We did.
No, but it's gearing up for the holiday season, so they're all going to start just falling into place here like clockwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars is pretty soon, right? Another month?
Pretty close. We get Mockingjay Part 2.
All right. Yep. That's this upcoming Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's super soon. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw past – I don't even know if I saw Catching Fire. I think I only saw the first one.
Oh, I think you can see the next two on Netflix now. I think they're both on Netflix.
Mockingjay Part 1 is not on Netflix. I had to go to Redbox.
Yeah, I think it's on Amazon Prime instead. I think they got the exclusive rights or something.
Okay. Well, I do have Amazon Prime, so I can hit that.
Errol, you've read all the novels, correct?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay, confirm something that I suspect having just watched Mockingjay Part 1. This was a cash grab, right?
Well, it's definitely like the first half, like the last novel, like it's exactly the first half of that novel, but the first novel is criticized for just dragging on. So like in some sense, it was like accurate to the story, but it's only half the story. So
that makes me feel a little bit better because I was like, wow, not much happened except Katniss flew to a lot of places that were being bombed. Yeah. Well, and Peter got tortured. All right, great.
Yeah. And in the book, like, she spends more of her time whining and just kind of – well, I mean, whining is a bit much, like, for me to say. Like, she was dealing with PTSD for months in the book, like, at the beginning, and so she just kind of hid in a corner and stuff and then didn't do anything until the second half. God.
So Mockingjay
– that sounds terrible.
Mockingjay Part 1, A Feast for Crows. And now we get Mockingjay Part 2.
It's not even that good, man.
And then the second half of the book is basically a war novel, so I think it should be much more action.
Okay.
Sweet. So I'm just going to skip straight to that one then.
You probably really can.
Yeah. I mean, Catching Fire sets up like the status quo for the last novel, and then you can probably skip the first.
Actually, I'm going to catch you up in under 60 seconds for you and the listeners. Yeah, you see, you watch Catching Fire. So then the Mockingjay Part 1 is as follows. The Resistance, District 13, led by President Julianne Moore and Vice President, who's now dead, Philip Hoffman Seymour. Those are his names, but I don't think I have them in the right order. No, I might call to the deceased.
Seymour Hoffman.
But all right, I've only got 45 seconds. I got to go. So then they become a figurehead. They bust her out to become the figurehead for the revolution. But they don't bust out PETA, PETA gets tortured to become a figurehead for the establishment, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
And there's a lot of crying and hugging and whining, and bombs get blown up, and
they eventually break PETA out,
and PETA has PETA is now crazy from all the torture he's undergone.
Well, and they trained him to have a psychological trigger that when he sees Katniss, he wants to kill her. So he tries to kill her, but he doesn't succeed, and then they
made him watch Mockingjay Part 1 a lot.
God. All right, so I'm just going to skip right over that.
Yeah, you're good.
Speaking of skipping right over stuff, you know, there's this whole trend now to make these YA books into movies, right?
Yeah.
And so these things are, like, there's a ton of them now. Like, there's Divergent.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There's, what's the one with the Maze Runner?
Yeah.
Isn't that one?
Yep.
So I've watched
two movies already. I think there's a third, Insurgent coming out or something like that.
Yeah, Divergent has a part two that it's out already. But yeah, I thought it was at least a three-part thing. Maze Runner definitely has two parts out.
Regurgent. I thought it would be the sixth one where we're just sick of it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess these things are making money, right?
I guess so, yeah.
I was listening to the Sword and Laser podcast, which talks to the authors, and they're like, yeah, basically now if you write a novel that doesn't have sex or swearing, your agent will market it as young adults.
Wow.
Because that's where all the money's at right now.
Interesting.
It's like, just don't use the F word and we can sell this.
That's crazy. Wow. It's not like kids are really reading, right? So this is just like soft reading for adults, right? Let's be honest here. Who's reading this book?
That's more honesty than I'm prepared to deal with at the moment.
I think it's probably a mix of both. Like, teens read what's popular, and then, yeah, a lot of adults do. I think it's basically PG-13 for novels, and it's built in. And then you have the built-in audience because they read the book first, and then they just go see the movie because they like the book. So it's guaranteed money. It's just, you know,
Let me throw a litmus book out there to maybe see if this theory holds water. By that criterion, is The Da Vinci Code a young adult novel?
Oh, isn't there some sex?
I feel like
there
is.
Yeah, there's an orgy or something. Yeah,
There's that orgy where she comes in on her grandfather, like having an orgy with.
That's in the film. He writes around it in the book.
Oh, really?
He's in the F bombs.
Hmm. I wonder if we can get it reclassified.
It's hilarious. How about, okay, were they going to make a movie out of the Hugh Howey novels?
Oh, Dust. I don't know.
Dust and those?
I thought I heard that was option for television.
Wool or... Oh, yeah,
That would be good on AMC or HBO.
Yeah, no shit it would. Oh, my God. I would totally watch that. Make it HBO, please, because I have HBO Go. That would be great.
Yeah.
And Ready Player One is going to be a movie?
Yep.
Spielberg is spearheading that bitch.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I guess that's good, right? But
that should make all the money.
Yep, just about.
Yep.
Huh.
Stuff and things.
Yeah, damn. So, okay, you wanted to you wanted to talk about Star Wars. Do you actually want to, like, jump in on this, or... Are we going to wait for
that was Pete's thing. I'm saving.
He wants
I'm
it.
Good.
I see. We're saving.
Actually, the trailer has dropped since we last talked.
Yeah, I think it has.
That was a great trailer.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that he, by J.J. Abrams is not like, you know, my best friend or something, really went out of his way to not spoil it.
Yeah.
We just got like a little bit of flavor. Like, okay, this guy is this trope, and this guy, and this girl is this trope. And this guy has a cross guard on his lightsaber for some fucking reason. And go.
I read something online today, actually, that there's like some new like Disneyland display about Star Wars. And they
it's just a pyramid of money.
Yeah, you know, that's what they do. It's Disney. And so they have a placard next to the lightsaber from Kylo Ren, from his character. And apparently the cross hilt thing is actually an exhaust port for his sword, because it's built in a really old way, in an ancient way, and he didn't do it right or something, so he needs an exhaust port for his blade.
I like it.
So basically, he's got two tailpipes on that sucker.
It's a vent, yeah.
Get some Whistler tips on that. There we go.
No, I'm really glad I relented and went ahead and watched it. Mostly because there was no way I was going to be able to avoid that damn thing for 2 months. So.
Well, now that apparently they're leaking footage like a sieve, I haven't bothered to like watch it because I want to – like I just would prefer just to watch whatever trailers come out and just go watch the movie. But yeah. Like apparently there's new footage being released all the time, international trailers, TV spots revealing more footage. It's like kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, we only have 1 month or so, right? Thereabouts?
18th. Just about, yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go. New Star Wars.
This is high. I was trying to get tickets. I didn't think the whole first week was going to sell through.
Oh, my wow. God.
I know day one was going to be a bitch, but I was like, as long as I go the first weekend, I don't give a shit.
No, I knew that things were going to get bad. I knew things were going to get bad when I heard them talking about on sports radio when the tickets went on pre-sale about whether they were going to buy them or not. And like several of the people on sports radio were like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm buying those tickets. I'm like, all right, I'm fucked. Not going. Not going that first week, I guess.
Shoot.
Yeah. But what are you going to do? But have you indeed gotten your?
No, I wasn't really sure when I was going to be free around then. So I think I can probably find it in the first few days of release. I'm gonna have to go internet dark for a few days, but
yeah, it's okay. You think I don't know. I think the experience of watching it may end up being more important than the
plot
you
details.
Know specifics. Yeah, exactly, than the specifics of the plot. So maybe I'm wrong. It will be. I hope it's good, man. I want it to be good. I don't have any. I'm still trying to maintain the assumption that it's going to be bad, so I can be pleasantly surprised. But the hope has started to creep in.
Yeah.
You might say that I have a new hope.
Oh.
But yeah. I don't know.
It's, you know, dude, what? Don't worry about it. Keyshawn and I made that joke at the very first episode of Full of Sound and Fury podcast.
Okay, fine. When's 8 coming out? Now that 7's almost here, I feel like I need something new to look forward to.
It's like summer of 2017?
Mm. Something like that. Summer release, huh? Are they going to try and make it like Super Bowl?
We're apparently getting a Star Wars film every year.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Every year there will be a Star Wars film from now on.
Oh, because next year there's the
the Rogue One or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
I'm kind of enjoying the metatextual element to the plot of The Force Awakens, the idea that it's like it's been dead this whole time because the prequels were just bad.
Nice.
I wonder if Gary Whitman did that on purpose.
I don't know.
If it is, it's kind of genius. I mean, I'm probably reading too much into that, but no, it's all true. They were there once the movies happened, and they were good.
That's pretty hilarious.
Wow. So I didn't know until recently that Sean Connery was originally asked to play Qui-Gon Jinn in Phantom Menace.
What?
That would have been crazy.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
Although my brain is like immediately, like I'm envisioning it right now. That's why I went quiet.
Yeah, that would have been strange. But
Samuel Jackson was a fine. No, that wasn't Qui-Gon. I'm thinking of what's his name?
Mace Windu.
Mace. I was thinking of Mace, but Liam Neeson was a fine. Was a fine Qui-Gon.
That was in his pre-Taken days. He did not quite yet have a particular set of skills.
Dude, I saw a trailer for something on HBO Go for Taken 3, which is apparently spelled TAK3.
Yes, and
oh my god.
Isn't that Furious?
To take two Furious.
Okay, something else we need to touch on here.
Yeah.
Last night, pre-recording, the undisputed bantamweight champion of the world was dethroned by Holly Holm.
Yeah.
At plus 800.
Yeah.
Pretty convincingly, I might add. Beat the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't really close. It's pretty crazy.
Now, my follow-up question, am I reading too much into it, or was that like – I feel like we – last night we saw the plot of the third Rocky film reenacted.
Oh. I think a lot of people were saying that, actually. You know, Rhonda's I think some people are saying, well, you know, she's been talking a lot of smack and stuff, and so this is kind of karma coming back or whatever, however you want to say it. But, yeah, I guess, you know, it was bound to happen. You're only on the top of the hill for so long.
Yeah.
Well, Holm definitely had a very sound strategy there. I'm going to dance, and I'm going to clock her when I can, and I'm not going to let her just, you know, come in here and, like, Fury Road the hell out of me like everyone else does.
I don't understand why everyone didn't. Well, okay, so Holm is a boxer originally. Mm-hmm.
Converted boxer. Like,
yeah, so she's probably, compared to a lot of the people that Rousey has fought in the past, probably has a more solid set of defensive skills.
That's for stand-up, yes, absolutely.
So that's probably the bit, like, you know, she could have game planned the way that she did. Probably most of Rousey's former or previous opponents would not have been able to execute the game plan that Holm was able to.
Yeah, you know, I agree. And I mean, if they had gotten to the ground, like in any serious way, I think that the story might have been different. But striking, you know, Holm was just a better striker, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rousey was just
somebody was saying some bullshit last night. Somebody was saying something like, "Well, you know, people were really high on Rousey as like the greatest fighter. Someone was claiming that she would beat Floyd Mayweather. I like spit took at that."
Oh, they've been having a back and forth, her and Floyd Mayweather, for a while. They've been talking shit to each other.
What the fuck? She would not stand a goddamn chance against Floyd Mayweather.
Man, there have been words exchanged between those two.
That's insanity. Like, dude, she needs to like take stock of what it is that she's good at and not good at. That's ridiculous.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, clearly striking is not her strong suit.
Especially after what we saw last night, right? I mean, like,
yeah.
he's like created to like beat the shit out of her.
No kidding.
Yeah,
the strategy that Holm executed, Mayweather would just – he owns that strategy.
Yeah.
He patented it.
That said, if they ever got on the ground, I think Rhonda would have a pretty solid chance of beating anybody, including Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, that's true. It's true. It's true. It's just
a skill set thing.
On the ground. Yeah,
yeah, it's a skill set thing, I think, more than anything.
Although you have to wonder about raw strength too, because it's like,
actually, I think I had the wrong Rocky movie. I guess what I'm saying is I hope that now this Rocky 3 will play out, is like she'll like learn like all the techniques to fighting and won't just be pure grit anymore. She'll come back and win the rematch.
Is there some way that we can get Holly Holm to say, "I will break you"?
Yeah, there we go. And they need to go to like some sort of winter mountain to train for a while. Commence the montages. Commence.
What is
Are
this
you guys going to see Creed?
I'm debating it. I mean, I haven't really been into the Rocky films for a while, so.
I enjoy a good boxing film. I don't know if I will probably see it. I doubt it's going to be one I go to the theater for, though.
Yeah, that's one that I'll probably see not in the theater. But
yeah.
I'm with you, Cyrus. A good boxing film is it can be pretty compelling.
Mm-hmm.
So, What do you think that this loss does to MMA popularity-wise? Do you think it actually hurts? Like, do you think a lot of people were on the Rousey bandwagon and now they will kind of just jump off?
I think a lot of people will. I mean, the UFC is really freaking controlling about the message and the image of the league. So I wonder if they'll start trying to build somebody else up, or at least distract with maybe a male fighter or something for a while until they can figure out what to do with Rhonda next and kind of build a new fight for her. But yeah, things are going to change popularity wise. I think
one of the things that the
will make them stronger.
What?
If they're smart, this will make them stronger.
Yeah, I mean, they're so controlling. I wonder if they really are open-minded enough to understand mm-hmm. what to do, but who knows?
That's a good point.
The best case scenario here, if they nurture it, is you get a Frazier-Ali type rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, they should have been giving Ronda Rousey better competition for a long time because yeah. she's had too many easy opponents, and that's dulled everything. So this is long overdue.
You wonder if she would have become quite as popular if not for the fact that she was, true. Like, destroying people in 10 seconds.
Yeah, everybody loves a dominant fighter. I mean, yeah. it's just, you know, it's not really ultimately good for competition to have some, like, I think they call them tomato cans, that she just keeps kicking tomato cans around yeah. instead of...
I've never heard that term, but I kind of like it.
That's a great term. But the problem is, like, if you watch interviews with Holm, she doesn't have the personality to, like, carry the league, right?
Yeah, like, it's got to be somebody else.
Not maybe, by herself. Yeah. She's got kind of a Tim Tebow thing going, though. Like, she is kind of she's kind of likable in a nice person kind of way.
Yeah, she's super wholesome, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know. Honestly, I think you need a little edge.
Honestly, like, what UFC really needs is a stable of characters. They need to be more compelling. Yeah. They need to have more than one person that they pay attention to or build up at a time. I mean, it's a little WWE in that way, but that's what they should be doing. They need to build multiple brands.
I was just going to say, what they really need, they need like a big dude from Japan. they need a guy who sort of, you know.
They have Beastman from Brazil.
Maybe call him The Undertaker.
And you could have him enter. That's always great.
Nice.
They need a big dude, a sumo wrestler from Japan, and an American guy with a
bear wrestler from the Soviet Union.
Yes, exactly. A beast-like guy from Brazil.
Yeah, that's right.
And they can constantly fight on the street. I think that would really help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Someone, the MMA guy, is like just taking notes furiously. Shit.
Well, I mean, look, we should just point him to the source. Buddy, go play some Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
Take note. Yeah. I mean, but even Street Fighter 2, even Street Fighter
2. Go for broke.
Got nice. Guile was overpowered, you know. So like, you gotta have a dominant fighter, man.
You gotta write it into the rules that you just can't charge back forever and then just wait.
Dude, it doesn't matter. He's gonna hit you with that flash kick.
This goddamn flash kick. Don't charge down either. You also can't crouch forever. That's such a dick move.
just crouching and blocking. You don't even know if he's gonna throw the sonic boom or the flash kick.
Yeah, it's so annoying. So
or you forget about that second leg sweeping on the fierce low kick.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucked then, too.
And don't even get me started on people who spam Psycho Crusher all the time with fucking Bison.
Psycho Crusher! like me, you mean. Or you got to mix in the scissor kick, because that scissor kick, you cover ground with that, you know?
Yeah. So yeah. I'll throw you off.
Yeah. The head stomp. Either one, M. Bison head stomp or the Chun-Li head stomp.
Yeah.
Either one is good. Bouncing off the edge of the screen. Well, Vega can do that too, right?
It's Chun-Li. Yeah, Vega. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
He would yodel though first.
True.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know.
Spanish yodeling.
He was the most beautiful fighter, dog. Of course he had to sing about it. Oh, shit! Interception. Sorry, I got the game not just video going here.
That's
and
cool.
Russell Wilson just threw an INT.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's what happens. But, that's what happens, Larry.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey's career trajectory this far is shockingly similar to Mike Tyson's. And I hope it doesn't end that way. I hope she does rebound here without, you know, converting to Islam and getting a face tattoo, but
well, she's surrounded by the Gracies and like several other mm-hmm. people. I think it's much bigger enterprise for her than it maybe was for Mike Tyson. So hopefully she has better influences than he did back in the day.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like she really wants to eat anyone's children, fortunately. So
that helps. Yeah,
I'm going with that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It should be a curiosity. You know, speaking of Mike Tyson, you know, he's going to be, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the Ip Man films with Donnie Yen, Ip Man 2, but yeah. Mike Tyson's going to be, Mike Tyson's going to be in the third one that comes out, I think, later this year or early next year. So I don't know how that works because Ip Man died like way before, I think. Mike Tyson was ever a thing.
He's going to be himself in them?
I don't know who he's going
to
be.
He's going to be a sensei. And this is how this has to play out.
Dude, how awesome would that be, like, to start seeing Mike Tyson in martial arts films? I would freaking love to see that. Oh, my God, yes. I'm the most beautiful fighter.
All right. I'll give it to you. I'll pay to go see that at least once.
Yeah, dude, come on. Yeah, that's true. I want to see him team up with, like, I don't know, Jet Li would be fine. Or who's the dude from Iron Monkey?
Donnie Yen. That's the plays Ip Man.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah. That would be kind of nuts. Just, you know what? Just put him in a Star Wars film. Just do it. Have him wield a lightsaber, like a boxing glove that is a lightsaber. Like the lightsaber is the glove like shape around his hands.
Oh, that's awesome! And he just punches through shit.
He just punches through Star Destroyers. You name it. He just goes to town.
I'm down with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want my taste in Star Wars.
Well, it depends. I mean,
I enjoy him ironically, but I don't want him at all.
If 7's real bad, we're going to need something for 8. We're going to need a reason to go see
it. Yeah, it's Benicio del Toro.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it.
Yeah, he is an 8, right? Yeah.
All right, so we'll save Mike Tyson for 9 then. That's fine.
Man.
I see they started a photography on Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Speaking of martial artists, I am very pleased to hear that Scott Adkins has been included in the cast of Doctor Strange. So I have my fingers crossed that he's been chosen to play Iron Fist. I'm really hoping that he makes a cameo in there, and then they give him a TV series later, like they promised for Netflix. But I don't know.
Someone I just read this last night was cast as his attorney in a forthcoming Marvel feature, but I can't remember which one.
Oh yeah. That's from Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They changed the character to a female, Jaren Hogarth.
Oh, I didn't realize they gender swapped there. Okay.
Yeah. So Carrie Ann Moss plays that character.
Yes.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be really cool.
It should be.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, that show comes out on Friday as well, the 20th.
I'm fascinated to see how the reception for that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, should be interesting.
Is this is a Netflix thing or a
Netflix.
So they're going to release the whole thing at once.
Yep.
Nice.
That's what I'll be doing is to the NFL for the next couple weeks.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Get another installment of the cinematic universe. See where they go with it.
Hmm. Yeah. Wait, so Doctor Strange is going to be what year? When is that coming?
2017, I think.
17? What's next year?
No, maybe next. So next year is Civil War, right?
Captain America 3.
And I think it's Doctor Strange, right?
That sounds right.
Oh, they're doing it fast then.
And then and then 2017 we get Thor 3.
And Guardians 2.
Okay.
Wow.
Isn't there a third one?
Yeah, there's a third one as well. I think it might be Spider-Man.
Avengers 3 probably, right?
Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 2017 is the first three film year?
Yeah.
Do I have that right? Okay.
I think so.
It's pretty crazy. They're like they're just printing money now.
Yeah, it's Disney.
Yeah.
Prince for money. Yeah. I hope that we don't – I don't know. It's turning into a little bit of a formula, so I worry that we're going to, like, look back on this as a bad thing.
It is and it isn't. Marvel has been very careful to, like, say, this is a superhero plus X film.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Can you explain that?
They've been very careful to try and cross genres with their movies.
So, like, Captain America 2 was supposed to be a superhero film plus a 70s kind of spy thriller type thing. Yeah. And Ant-Man is a Marvel film, but also, like, a comedy heist film.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of try to mash those genres together in each one.
And Deadpool is what?
Is part of Fox.
A film that no one will ever watch.
What? Dude, it looks watchable.
That wow. A film that was made. Totally. Someone paid to make that, yes. Oh, God. Well, you guys tell me how it goes, because I'm not going to
get it. Oh, wow. I'm gonna see what other people think first. Let's be
Wow. Does that come out next year? I don't even know.
I've lost your back.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's next year.
Man.
We get X-Men Apocalypse next year.
Oh, dudes, and we get Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice.
Oh, nice. I'm ready.
Come on.
I'm ready for that. No, I'm serious. I'm ready for poultry. I wanna see.
I'm kind of excited too to see what they did. I genuinely will be there to watch that.
I might work myself into a state of lowered expectations to where I'll be excited for that next year. I'm not there yet though.
Wait, but what about it makes you think it's not gonna be like decent? Out of curiosity, because like the recent Batman films have all been watchable at the very least. Superman,
they just don't know how to write Superman.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
But like this Superman in the most recent Superman film is almost better for like pitting against Batman because he isn't so perfect that like I don't know. It gives like a thread for Batman to pull on as far as like Superman's failings. But
I mean the setup for the premise looks strong. I don't know. I just there's like 12 characters they crammed in there. I don't know what like the third act of this film is going to be, and that worries me.
Well, I mean, presumably the third act is team up, right?
Against what? That the kid from where did they find that motherfucker from? I don't even know.
Social Network. You're talking about
Jesus Christ. Yeah, they're going to be
Mark Zuckerberg,
the criminal genius of our time. Yeah, this is going to be fantastic. No problems here whatsoever.
What? Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know what but I mean, they're setting up Justice League, right? That's the whole point of this film.
As clumsily as possible, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, one assumes then that they're going to have to like come up with like I mean, the best way to do it, in my opinion, would be to set up a villain that will be a recurring villain for Justice League.
Yeah, it's got to be Lex Luthor and whatever else they set up. I mean, it's got to be. They'll set up multiple villains, I bet. But Lex Luthor's got to be one of them. I don't know how. Do I? Beats the hell out of me, but I'm sure they will.
They don't know either. That's my chief concern here.
Clumsily. That's like, how.
People like Wonder Woman, let's put her in there too. Why not? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's
what does she do? I don't know. She wears her costume. It's great.
Kids love women these days.
What the
heck? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
They know how to market a film, I tell you what.
But I'll be there. I'll be there to watch it. I promise
I'll see it at some point for sure. I'm not pumped for it, no. I wish I was. Yeah. But, you know, there's plenty of stuff I'm looking forward to. Obviously, there's Star Wars. Hateful Eight looks pretty fun.
Yeah. Tarantino, man.
Yeah. And so now it sounds like I can be excited about Mockingjay Part 2. That's cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, Cyrus, I got a question for you about The Flash now that I'm thinking about DC stuff. So, I assume you're caught up on the current season of the show?
I'm shockingly caught up on everything.
All right.
Although I did bail on Supergirl.
Oh, okay.
Not for quality, but for the fact that I am a 36-year-old white male. And that's okay. It shouldn't be.
Yeah. I can see that. I've only seen the first episode of that.
Yeah, I watched it. I was like, oh, okay, good, but not for me.
Yeah. So, who do you think Zoom is?
I have no idea, and I'm kind of loving that I don't.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really. I have some thoughts of who I would like it to be, just mm-hmm. out of to make it interesting, but no real clues so far. I mean, they brought his dad in, and then they got rid of him so fast that his dad's got to be related to this somehow.
No, they got him out of there in a flash.
Yes.
We want.
So I don't know.
Oh, I have a really sad admission. How long it took me to realize that Wally West and Iris West are related. Good job, dumbass.
Yeah, man. Wally's probably sure to come up at some point. And
oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I think I assume that's the half brother.
Yeah, yeah. That was my assumption as well.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying that show, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. I like Maddie too.
Yeah, yeah.
Is she canon?
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
Yeah. What's her face? So Harrison Wells from Earth 2, his daughter, Jesse Quick, is another speedster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I caught that. Yeah. I know a lot of the names, even though I don't know the subtleties of the mythology.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
I'm like on Wikipedia because I don't want to ruin anything. I'm enjoying just how it's unfolding.
Yeah, I like the Fringe vibe, the two worlds thing that got going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it, yeah.
I like Dick Harrison Wells, too.
Yeah, God. When he called them Crisco, I was just like cracking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I'm also enjoying Curtis over on Arrow. He's been great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mr. Terrific. He's going to be good. Yeah. And I like that they had – the Constantine episode was pretty good. I was hoping for a little more, but I it was satisfying.
Are they bringing Constantine back as his own thing? Isn't that
– No, they canceled it. All plans have been stopped.
Oh.
But he was on Arrow last week or the week before, so that was fun.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed Constantine.
I think a lot of people did. They just – there's only so much time you can watch television.
So it was going to be a series.
It was a series.
Oh, it existed already.
Yeah, 13 episodes. Yeah. It just didn't find an audience.
So they had one season and then they were to
13 episodes.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And, From what I understand, it was solid too. Never got.
Well, I guess we're the problem, right? I wasn't watching it, even though, like in principle, I wanted to, right? So
yeah.
So I didn't pick up on this at first, but somebody pointed out to me that. In the Arrow episode with Constantine, he takes a peacock feather and scratches his back with it mm-hmm. as like a subtle screw you to NBC.
Oh.
So that was kind of funny.
That's nice.
And, you know, they made this big deal in the NBC show where he did not smoke. And so, like, the first thing he does in the Arrow episode, he's asked for a cigarette.
That's awesome. How does Constantine not smoke? His superpower is having cancer.
What can I tell you?
you were created by NBC, and you therefore suck.
Primetime television.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. They can't – I mean, they really have to avoid showing that, I guess.
Yeah.
But what am I going to do? That's why it needed to be in the
Do you think Zoom will be an established person or someone new?
I'm guessing it'll be an established character.
That's more fun, but yeah. God.
I'm guessing it's either Barry's dad from Earth 2 or Barry from Earth 2. And I think it would be Barry's. I think it would be Barry's dad, which would be like crushing. And it gets John Wesley Shipp to be the Flash again, or a Flash-like character.
So, I kind of want it to be Joe.
I also want it to be Joe, but I read something about how Joe is not gonna. Or it's going to show up soon, and there's two Joe, and it might not be him. So, but it would be cool if it were Joe as well. And Tony Todd does his voice, which is kind of creepy. It's kind of interesting.
Oh yeah, Zoom is creepy as shit. Yeah. That fight was brutal too.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
That was an ass. That was Holman Rousey all over again. But like sped up.
Yeah, yeah. The effects, the running effects continue to be so awesome on that show.
Yeah. That show looks like it costs a lot more than it can. You need to be very impressed.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been a good time.
Are we like starting to get excited again for the return of Game of Thrones, which is what, a few months away now? 3 months?
Did they say they're going to delay it?
Yeah. Wait, so is it delayed?
I thought they said they were going to start airing them later or something.
Oh, that sucks. I was assuming it was going to be novels.
Because those don't come out anymore.
Oh, yeah. No. Fuck.
TV show. HBO got to get paid.
No, I know, but I thought HBO said that they were going to think about moving it from the March-April time frame to like May, June or something like that.
Oh, that would be shitty.
Bullshit, son.
Yeah. Come on now. Yeah. All men must die like sooner.
Well, yeah. They've killed most of the men. There's not many guys left.
True. Wait, so we're all caught up, right?
On the show, yes.
Yeah, okay. Is it Keyshawn who's not caught up? I think he's, or is he caught up now?
I think we're thinking of True Detective.
I watched the first two episodes, by the way, of season two. Yeah. So I'm slowly crawling my way into that.
You got it. That one's slow, man, but you gotta stick with it. I thought it was totally worth it.
It's a good season.
I mean, it's not nearly as good as the first season, but like they're not it's gonna good. Be. It's just that's how it is. But
it's not like Terminator Genesis or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But the
Matrix Reloaded.
Okay, how many Terminator films have there been? Five, six?
Five or six. Too
so
many.
We need to rank those because T2's at the top. Who cares? We need to know the bottom.
Okay. Wait, but I think Cyrus prefers T1 to T2, right?
No. That's crazy talk.
Okay.
I just really like Terminator 1 as well. I feel like it's underrated.
Got it. Okay, that's fair.
So T2, T1, and then what?
Okay, let's review. 3 is the one with the female Terminator.
Right.
Terminatrix, yes.
Yeah. 4 is which one?
That's where Christian Bale is like post-apocalyptic Batman for some reason. I don't know why.
Right, and they have to save a bunch of people.
That's like Terminator Transformers mesh up.
Yeah.
Salvation. That's what the fucking thing was called.
Salvation. Yeah.
Salvation. Yeah.
What's and then 5 is the most recent one is whatever it is.
Genesis.
Yeah.
I thought Salvation was better than the third one. Damning with faint
praise. I would agree with that as well.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
So it then it goes kind of 2, 1, 4, 3, 5, right? It's got to go 2, 1, 4, 3, 5 then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
Because damn, like...
Man
five,
law.
Five, like just from the trailers, I know it's got to be worse than 3.
Oh man, you have no idea.
I can't even enjoy it ironically. That's how bad it is. Like, fuck this. And it's like, just no.
Drinking a PBR and watching Terminator 5. Riding your fixie around town. Yeah. I guess fixies aren't as much of a thing anymore. But
there have been some really bad movies this year, though. Did you guys see how little Jim and the Holograms made?
I heard they pulled it. It's pulled completely from theaters now.
That's what you're doing when people don't go see your movie.
Wait, really? Why would you pull it?
It's taking up space.
Yeah, you could put anything else on that screen and it would make more money.
I heard Jobs got pulled too, the Steve Jobs film.
What? Yes, and Jobs did better than Jim.
So Jobs did really badly, huh? I heard it was bad, but like...
Well, I hadn't heard it was bad. I heard no one saw it.
That's what I heard too, that no one saw it, so they pulled it.
We have Jobs fatigue. There's like a Jobs cinematic universe, guys. This is not a good thing.
Man, I'm waiting for Woz then. Fuck this Jobs film.
Yeah, we'll see. I think we're going to get that.
For Steve Wozniak, it's like, God damn it, what do I have to do?
I'm waiting for Tim
Cook. One goddamn movie, a commercial even?
Tim Cook.
He has a commercial. Yes. He has a Cadillac commercial.
Tim Cook, Dawn of Justice. That's what I want.
Jesus. That would be great.
Yeah.
The Apple Man.
Yeah, I want the iVengers. You know, Johnny Ive, Tim Cook, Steve Jobs.
Oh my God. Steve Jobs' ghost transported into a computer.
Well, they already made that movie starring Johnny Depp. I forget what it's called.
Oh, yeah, Transcendence.
There you go.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I thought that was an Insurgent sequel. No? Insurgent?
Sad, guys. It's sad how bad movies have been this year.
Oh, yeah.
What's the last good movie that y'all saw?
I mean, I enjoyed Spectre.
I guess you guys liked Spectre. Okay,
fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I just didn't love it.
All right. That's not so bad then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And The Martian before that I enjoyed.
The Martian's the best movie of the year so far, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Martian's excellent.
Okay.
He science the shit out of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Wait, remind me, is Fury Road this year or last year?
Oh yeah, this year.
This year. So that one was good.
Hell yeah, it was. Saw it twice.
I continue to enjoy the Marvel films.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers, okay. I thought was great, and Ant-Man, I thought was great, so.
Yeah.
That is fair. All right.
I don't feel like they crushed it this year. You think that's fair?
Yeah, it wasn't like as dominant as last year was. Yeah. Okay. I would agree with that. Yeah.
But there was 7 Fast, 7 Furious.
Oh, yeah, Furious 7 as well, Jurassic World.
Made $1 billion after all.
Yeah, both of those did.
That's lowballing it.
Jesus, wait. Jurassic World made $1 billion too.
Yeah.
Holy
I think it made closer to $2 billion actually.
And both of those were Universal Studios, so they made a killing this year.
Oh, shit.
So Avengers, Furious 7, Jurassic World, all those were over $1 billion.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
And then Star Wars hasn't even hit yet.
That's the crazy thing.
That one's got to make a ton of money, right? Like, is there any way that it's not going to make a ton of money?
If it finishes below $2 billion, I'll be shocked.
Really? Yeah. All right.
Unless it ends up being bad. I guess that's the possibility here.
Well, I don't know. Okay,
it could be more shockingly bad again. But
what was Phantom Menace's take?
It was close to $1 billion, I thought.
And it was terrible, right? So
yeah. We were also delighted to have a Star Wars film again. It took us 6 months to realize it was bad.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. That might end up happening here, too. But it's not – look, it's not going to be bad. It's going to be Abrams. So in the worst case, it'll just be bland. Right? Yeah. In the worst case, it'll just be like action movie, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be like horrible. That's my prediction.
Precisely. I just don't think we're going to get a bad one. I'm not sure how good it will be.
It's not going to be – yeah. I mean, despite my pessimism, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be Phantom Menace bad. I just don't have any
– that's one of the worst films I've seen multiple times. I mean, it just is.
It's one of the worst films I've ever rewatched over and over and over.
The Phantom Menace ended my marriage. Oh, my God.
Dude. That's
crazy.
Yeah.
What's going on? Is anything happening in like any other part of pop culture at this point? Like, is there some? I mean, this isn't the right time of year for big comic book events.
I think there's still. Did Secret Wars finish? I don't think I've read the last.
I think they're running hot with it. Uncanny X-Men number 600 finally shipped. I think it's like half a year late.
Man, yeah, everything's like just kind of slowed down in the comics. Side, it seems, from a publishing perspective.
It's almost like it's an afterthought to their $1 billion.
Yeah, there's that.
They've realized where the money's really going to be made. So are comics going to disappear?
Nope.
Really? You don't think so?
No. If anything, the independents are doing better than ever because Hollywood's like looking for the next big thing.
Yeah, I think it'll stick around.
I see. But like, how about Marvel and DC? Like, will they basically just become movie franchise cranker outers, and like comic books will be secondary to it?
I think the comics are going to be like the minor leagues of the stories, the storytellers, and the kind of base stories that the movies mine for material.
Yeah,
that's
I'm sorry. I forgot the obvious. Dark Knight 3 is coming out soon.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
Soon is soon on that, though.
November-ish, like this month. Oh, Andy Kubert's drawing it, so, I mean, if nothing else, it'll look good.
Huh.
And Frank only co-wrote it.
Huh.
Azarello's a good writer. Guys, it might be really good. I don't have any idea.
It's a miniseries, right? Is it fully written before they start releasing it, or is it in progress?
Fully written, yeah, I think so.
So it'll be weekly? It'll be monthly for 6 months or something like this?
I think so.
Hmm.
But I know Kubert's fast, along with being good, so it won't. We shouldn't have an unexpected 3 month gap in there.
Okay.
But yeah. Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you about? I'm glad I remembered. It's probably airing as we're speaking. Have you guys seen these trailers for AMC's Into the Badlands?
I have seen the trailers. I'm very much interested in seeing this show because it's the fight choreography is Yuen Woo-ping. He's a choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
So this should be awesome. I haven't seen it yet, of course, but I'm looking forward to it.
Is tonight the premiere?
The premiere. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it's got like a Kung Fu / Fury Road vibe to it. That's super intriguing. I have no idea if it's going to be any good.
No idea
on the writing side, but I don't know.
The action will be good. That's for sure. Yuen Woo-ping is he's a staple. He's one of the greats. So.
Yeah, the cast looks like they're from Overwatch. So I don't know if there's any story here to be had, but they all look like they'll do cool things.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out soon.
Yeah. How does one watch those? I mean, if one wants to watch those, let's say, legitimately online, does AMC allow that?
I don't know. I assume
putting Mad Men up where you could watch it online.
Usually the first episode of something new they'll put up for free somewhere.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't see anything on their website just now, but maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they'll delay it by a week or something just to try and get people to watch it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if they have multiple viewings of it also. It's taking your Walking Dead slot, right?
I don't know. Maybe. I haven't watched The Walking Dead in a long time, so.
Oh.
Is Walking Dead?
Oh, zombies kill real people. There's your synopsis. You're good.
Oh. Okay.
That's yeah. It's great.
Is Walking Dead done now?
No, it's never going to be done. It's the best show. It's the biggest show on television, I should say.
Wait, really?
I think it is. Yeah.
Yes. Holy. Inexplicably so.
Wow. That isn't.
That show is, I don't understand, that show's popularity are Two Broke Girls. I can't get through 30 seconds of that show without wanting to die. It is so bad.
Yeah, I have not even given it a try. But
I thought
it would be terrible.
Yeah, it really is just a punch in the face from Holly Holm over and over again. It's not good. It's shockingly bad. And yet, I think it's one of CBS's biggest comedies.
Wow.
I don't know who watches this show and then enjoys it.
Interesting.
Yeah, man.
It's written by the Sex and the City guy, I think.
Oh.
I thought it was another Chuck Lorre thing that he just didn't give a shit
Patrick
about.
King. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. But I thought.
But I certainly don't know. I can't get to the credits. I can't. I don't like flipping through it.
You can fast forward, dog. MKP, as they.
They're wasting that actress so much. She's so good in the Thor movies, and I can't think of her name. Is it Kat Dennings?
Oh, Kat Dennings, yeah.
Yeah, she's so good, and that show is so bad.
Let me guess. She is a broke girl in the show.
I would imagine this is the case.
There are waitresses. They're trying to open like a bakery.
Yeah, all I know is they're waitresses.
Yeah.
And there's two of them. And they're roommates or something.
And they're broke.
Yeah.
Don't forget that part.
Ariel, has Golden State lost yet?
Golden State?
No.
I don't think so, no.
No, they have not.
Or I guess Steph Curry's decided he's done doing that. I didn't care for it. I'm just going to win from now on. It's going to be great.
We all want to see his daughter in the press conferences again in the finals. That's what we're all we've all decided as a nation we want to see again. So,
yeah. I'm now a Spurs fan. So, you know,
Spurs fan.
I'm ready. Yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah. Why that?
Just mostly Pop.
Yeah. He's pretty fun. He's the right amount of salty.
Awesome. So like,
yeah.
He's basically the Bill Belichick of the NBA.
Exactly. You have
That's why you
nailed it.
I can't believe Duncan is still like playing at the level he's playing at right now. It's absurd. Also,
They're gonna have to figure out a way to keep him going that way all season though, because like, man.
Popwell, they're gonna just watch his minutes like a hawk.
Yeah, probably.
They gotta bring. It's just like Game of Thrones, man. They gotta bring the Maesters in, and they'll do some magic shit, and then he'll be good. He'll be good to go.
Zombie Mountain.
Yeah, there you go.
Zombie Mountain Duncan. Zombie Duncan. Oh,
there you go. Yeah. Something like that.
God.
Yeah.
Now that's reminding me of that last episode. Damn. The last part of that season was like, people were bitching about that season, but damn, they covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, they did.
I don't remember there being a lot of complaints.
Look, among the people that I was talking to, which was the internet, there were tons of complaints.
But, so take this all with a grain of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So, what, even do you know what the complaints were beyond?
Yeah, basically, like they thought that the whole storyline in Dorne was bullshit and boring, and the stuff at the wall wasn't moving fast enough, and the shit with Stannis was, people were bitching about that for one reason or another, and. Yeah, I don't know. People bitch about everything.
I'm a serial, dude, I guess, and probably the, you. I felt like they covered a shit ton of stuff.
I did too. For the most part, the season moved along nicely. I did think that the Dorne stuff was kind of shitty, but like it did serve a purpose. So, we'll see. But
I enjoyed it. It was funny, and boy, that season needed some levity in a bad way.
I guess. Oh, yeah. Especially with that one episode.
I'm sorry, you're picking one episode? Yes.
Ari's got it right.
I
think I know what you're talking about, but it's like the whole damn thing was a goddamn
Cyrus, can you go find the YouTube video that cut together This Girl Is On Fire?
Oh, see, I didn't realize, again, I actually had the wrong episode. I thought you were talking about the wedding.
Oh, no. I was talking about the burning.
Oh, yeah, that was bad, too. Listen, I'm telling you, man, it was awful shit.
Holy shit, it was. And that one was, like, super awesome compared to, like, okay, so when the Red Wedding happened, like, all the book readers were super smug about it. But yeah. This time, it's like, they don't get to be smug about it. They were all pissed. They were all super upset. Like, these same internet people that I was talking to, all of them were like, well, this is bullshit. That's not what's really going to happen in the book. That's terrible. Like, that's not what's
going to happen. Which they then, like, immediately disproved in the post, not post-game, but post-episode talk.
Yeah, they talked about it specifically. Like, yes, this is what George
told us
that's
what we're going to do. And we were like, oh, shit.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, but there were like so many people who were like Team Stannis, who were like, no, he would never do that. He's awesome. Like, forgetting the fact that he's
drilling down, I think, into the problem is everyone wanted there to be a Team Stannis. They desperately needed someone who wasn't a piece of shit to root for on the show.
Oh, there was one though, but he's dead now.
Yeah. Sorry, spoiler. All good guys go to heaven in this fucking show. It's hard to watch at times.
They go directly there as soon as possible.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Yeah.
Go directly.
I'm just Team Night King at this point. I'm ready.
Dude, it was also like a very meme-worthy season, I think. There are more memes generated from this season.
A lot of t-shirts.
Yeah. The whole Night King thing, the whole, like, everything.
Oh, That episode was fantastic.
Alicia Keys got more downloads from that episode.
Jesus Christ. Dude, that's fucking terrible. Oh my god, that YouTube video is like heart-wrenching. I'm not even kidding.
I thought that what was worse was someone had like Photoshop Stannis holding a number one dad mug and watching it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw that.
And that was like, I was like, oh, so funny, but so bad.
That's so great. So awesome.
Yeah, I think maybe some people are criticizing it because it was a very character growth, like it was a personal season, like a lot of the characters moved in ways that was growth for them, but the overarching plot didn't get that many leaps.
Yeah.
So it's like Mad Men. People always complain that nothing ever happens on Mad Men, but lots of things happen on Mad Men.
Yeah, I mean, they had to set up a whole bunch of shit, and they did, and they resolved a whole bunch of shit towards the end, right?
They did.
Yeah, more than the fucking author.
Well,
I hate to keep beating that frozen in the ice dead horse, but I'm going to until he writes the goddamn novel.
Yeah, some of my office mates are like, yeah, no, I'm just reading the books. I'm not going to watch the show. I'm like, you're insane, dude. Like, the show.
Yeah, no, you need to flip that narrative, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone wants to
finish the story.
Like, and one of them is like, no, don't spoil anything for me. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You're going to get so goddamn spoiled. As long as you have a network connection, you're not going to escape it.
Yeah, there's pretty much people who are just going to have their ringtone just be a dude reading all the spoilers. That's what it's going to be.
My ringtone is still Snape Kills Dumbledore, and like, that does not work anymore. It's like the next time I give a talk.
It would get a bigger twist if they don't bring him back.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's expecting he's going to come back, right?
Yeah.
Most of the debate online centers on the manner in which he's resurrected, not the if part.
Yeah. There's no one else to root for. I guess Tyrion and Dany, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Well, I mean, there's still the
there's still Night's King.
There's always the Night's King.
I mean, he's a son of a bitch, but you know, at least politically, he's more moderate than most of the guys we're seeing.
True, equal opportunity.
I'd vote for him before Trump. That's all I'm throwing out.
You beat me to it.
Somebody needs to Photoshop Trump into that Night's King picture.
There we go. Hold on, I'm gonna Google that shit right now. Trump Night's King. Let's see.
I bet there's no one yet.
I don't see it.
You could be the first.
I see Trump photoshopped in as Hodor, but I don't. Awesome. But no.
Immerton Trump was also a great one.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Boy, if only he could only just say one word, that would be so much nicer.
No Trump Knights.
That's...
Dude, have you seen the? Okay. I'm not going to take a political stance, but I will say that I love the GOP debates because they generate so many goddamn memes. So there was one with the whole Ben Carson thing where it's like a CNN screenshot, and it says, Ben Carson, colon, simply walked into Mordor, and I lost my shit.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Twitter does blow up the nights of that.
I love the memes,
I
mean, man.
I enjoy the internet really is great. It's just, but then you stop to think, like, wait, this is supposed to be political discourse, and then I get sad in my heart again, and I'm just like, oh, damn it.
That's fair. So what else is on the docket?
Oh, I there was one other thing I was going to ask, and then we can wrap this one up. Do you guys use audiobooks at all?
No.
When I drive long distances, I have in the past. But not frequently.
I'll ask you then, Ria. Do you prefer them reading or listening?
I prefer to read myself.
Okay.
Because, just because I tend to read in a weird way. Like I don't like pushed on a cliff. I don't really read like the page straight through, right? Like. I'll kind of read
the bottom and work the top.
No. I glance over the page to absorb the highlights of the page, and then I like absorb a little more detail, and then I read it end to end. So it's like I take a Fourier transform, and then I read that, and then I. But it, you know, you get the highlights faster that way.
Wow.
I don't know why I do it, but that's the way I read books. So
I don't think anyone who knows you is ever shocked to discover.
Okay, fair. But the point is, obviously, when you're driving, it's preferable.
I don't read right to left or left to right. I read in the counterclockwise. It's
that's
best.
Right. I read in a circle, a spiral outwards from the middle of the page.
I learned in Australia.
No. Well, when you're in Australia, it has to be clockwise. But when you're here, it's counterclockwise
because okay.
Coriolis reading. So, but like, I'm trying to think. Like, there are books that I've definitely enjoyed the reading. Like, obviously there are people who are professional, like, voice actors or whatever for books, right? And some of them are really awesome. And of course, I don't remember their names because I don't really listen to that many books on tape. But I mean, they can be really good.
Yeah.
Are you thinking like for your commute or something?
I purchased my first audiobook earlier this year with the intent to listen to it on the drive from Austin to Kirkland.
Ah.
Due to technical difficulties, due to the what, and having to drive a U-Haul rather than my car, I wasn't able to do so. So I am now listening to Patrick Rothfuss's The Name of the Wind on audiobook, and I'm really enjoying it. While I work on car projects.
Cool.
I don't think I would sub it in for a novel, though. I think I'm not going to read counterclockwise like you do, Riyadh, but I prefer the act of reading, I think, to listening. But I've enjoyed the audiobook.
It is nice to have something going on. It's nice to have it when you're working on something else, assuming that it's something where you can sort of half pay attention to the novel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good time. I mean, it's like any time you would be listening to a podcast, probably you could be listening to an audiobook instead, and that's a fact.
That's been my... That's what I've found thus far, yeah.
I'm kind of behind on podcasts now.
I'm relatively caught up with the few I listen to.
What do you listen to these days?
This American Life is a staple. I do Freakonomics.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I enjoy Word Balloon, excuse me, by John Saunders quite a bit. Now, mostly because he goes longer than we do, and it makes me feel better about myself.
Nice. I like long podcasts.
Yeah, you'll love Word Balloon. Nice. No, John, in all fairness, Saunders is really good, and he has a lot of interesting guests usually. So that one's a good one. Sword and Laser is probably my favorite right now.
I've heard that dude on other podcasts, I think. And
Tom Merritt. Tom Merritt, yeah.
Dude's great.
Yeah, him and Veronica Belmont are great.
Yeah.
I've started listening to Surviving Creativity a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Scott Kurtz and
I'm forgetting the obvious one. The Bill Simmons podcast, which is back, is fantastic.
Yeah, I used to listen to that.
Yeah, that one's great. I love the one on, I guess it comes out on Tuesday when they try to guess the lines for the NFL. That one from Jimmy Kimmel Live. That one's great. I think this was like the next most recent one, episode 24 for the listeners. If you want to go listen to it, it was two of the old Grantland TV guys, and by the end of it, it had devolved into them pitching a new show for ABC called Old Bachelor, where it's the Bachelor but an old man. And oh man, they riffed on that for like 7 minutes, and it was fantastic.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to give you this rose, but then I got to go to bed. It's at 5.
Do either of you listen to Welcome to Night Vale?
No.
I've heard of it.
I've listened to a few, but I'm not a regular listener. It is a pretty fun podcast in a weird way. Like, it's slightly – more than slightly strange. It's quite strange. Like, it's sort of this small town, and it's like a – newscast or a, you know, sort of public access radio thing, and weird stuff happens. So it's good. It's totally worth listening to.
Oh, I thought that was the one that was like trying to do like old school radio drama.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what's that's more or less what I meant. They have the old school radio thing, but then they also have like sort of fake advertisements or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. From this town, and from those you pick up these weird goings on in the town. It's I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
I saw that Mikey Newman and Chris Straub have ended Morning Rush, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's that's been done for a while now, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why. But Chris is now working on...
Strom got really busy and had actually some personal problems. He was discussing this on his Patreon the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to the latest episode of Hardcore History that came out about kind of the Mesopotamian history, Assyria, Babylon, and the rise of the Persian Empire. It's 3.5 hours of the first episode. So it's
a pretty podcast?
Cool. Yeah, it's a podcast where Dan Carlin kind of reads a bunch of books about the subject and then like reinterprets them into his own sort of history lessons about a particular topic. So it's really good. It's quite good. Yeah.
If someone asks you if you're a Mesopotamian god, you say yes.
Nice.
Yeah, sort of. He goes into all kinds of crazy details about like the cultures and stuff that I didn't know about before. So it's like definitely more detail than like a history textbook might have on a particular subject. So it's fun.
I was excited to hear that Star Trek has come back to television finally.
Oh yeah.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Say what? Say what?
News item, CBS is developing it for, I think, 2017 is what I saw.
Yep.
Yeah, they're the rights holder. But what's the premise? What's the...
No details.
Interesting.
Yeah, they basically just said, oh, yeah, we're going to do it.
Huh. They haven't really decided yet.
I think Kurtzman is spearheading it.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's like the only other piece of information we have.
I hope it's good. I would love to have more Star Trek. I know I've told y'all about this on the podcast even, but that independent movie that's being produced right now that was like kickstarted.
Prelude to Axanar.
Yeah. So Star Trek Axanar and the Prelude is up already on. Yeah, I'm super excited for that. That looks legit good, and it's got real actors in it, and got a good plot. And I don't know. It seems like several indie efforts to keep Star Trek alive have produced decent things. Because there's another one that's producing basically episodes.
Really?
Yeah, I forget what it's called, but you can find it if you look.
There's a continuation of Classic Trek starring our old pal Vic Monaghan, who you will remember as every anime hero ever, as Captain Kirk. I forget what the hell it's called. But
interesting.
I want to say like To Boldly Go or something, but...
Nice.
Yeah. I believe the premise is that they basically finished the 5-year mission.
Oh,
they got canceled by NBC. Full circle. Back in the day. But yeah, no, that I hope it's good too. I'm not. Yeah, I'm looking for and I hope Star Trek Beyond the film that's coming out here before too much longer will be good too.
Is that another Abrams?
It's that guru, but Abrams is like, I got Star Wars now, fuck all y'all.
yeah, exactly.
This is what I actually wanted, you guys do what, yeah, I don't care. I think Simon Pegg is writing and or directing it.
Really?
I think that's right, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I'll take that.
Yeah. Simon Pegg, Idris Elba, you could do worse.
Yeah.
No yeah. Way. It's Justin Lin is directing. He's one of the, he directed some of the Fast and Furious films.
Yeah, Fast and Furious. And he also directed the, I'm thinking of somebody else. Am I thinking of somebody else?
I don't know. What are you thinking?
I was thinking that he had something to do with the first season of True Detective, but I think I might be wrong. About
he directed the
Fukunaga.
That's that's who I was thinking of.
But he directed. Didn't Justin Lin direct the first couple episodes of the second season?
That's okay. That's what I think of.
Just see it.
Nice.
All right.
Ariel Rodriguez of Austin, Texas. What's on the docket for Kung Fu Conversations?
Well, we've decided to take the show in a new direction, and we're going to take a hiatus on the audio-only podcast. We've did 102 episodes, so at 102 we stopped, and we're going to do video projects from now on. So we're going to work on the first one. Actually, we've been sort of working on it for a while, but we're going to take our first serious stab at doing some more video-oriented stuff starting this week. So Awesome. Look for it probably soon after. We need some time to do all the editing and whatnot. But, yeah, we're going to be diving into some of these old school kung fu films and doing a little bit of analysis, a little discussion. So it should be fun. It'll be kind of like Kung Fu Conversations Presents type of thing on YouTube. But it should be fun. So I don't know. I can't say when the first episode will be out, but that's where we're headed now.
That's cool. How often do you guys think you'll update?
I'm not sure. I think we want to do it pretty regularly. We've got a good stable of content that we want to produce. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think right now, just kind of gelling the format of the show and kind of creating the templates we need to kind of fill in the spots and the kind of the framework. Since it's all new, it's not as quite as figured out as the podcast was. So it'll probably be a few weeks before we're fully up and running.
Production values are a bitch.
Yeah.
There's no getting around it.
Yeah. And video editing is going to take a while, but it'll be fun.
I got one word for you, sir. Interns.
Yeah. So that's Kung Fu Conversations for the future.
Interns, minions aren't just for the villains anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we don't have to rush to judgment. Maybe Ari's a villain.
I hope not.
Riyad Wabi of Stanford, California. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be, you know, a normal human again. Well, close.
He reads his books at counterclockwise or whatever.
Yeah, in the frequency domain.
Yeah.
Very nice. I've been Cyrus Mortazavi of Kirkland, Washington, also of riseagainproductions.tumblr.com, and a couple other projects that I'm getting very close to announcing, I'm excited to say.
Ooh.
Yeah, finally coming out of the research part, which is, oh, God, it sucks when you're in creative when you're doing that part, because you can't talk about anything, but you have to do that work. Sure. I mean, if you want the work to be good, you have to do that work.
Sure, that makes sense.
You can do shitty things like Jim and the Holograms or Fantastic Four, but trying to not voice that upon people.
Just dump out that content, shovelware style.
Shovelware? I like it.
Yeah, it's a... I don't know. The first time I heard that was in the context of like Nintendo
Wii, yeah.
Nintendo Wii games, yeah.
That's probably fair.
Gotta have that hashtag content. Yeah. Oh, damn.
Questions, comments, concerns can be left at riseagainproductions.tumblr.com. This and other episodes of Full of Sound and Fury podcast can be listened to at fullofsoundandfury.com or via subscription to iTunes. This has been a Rise Again production, copyright 2015.
Woo-woo!